from the East San Francisco Bay Area, this is Grace and Truth with Dave Chu.
Hey guys, welcome to the Grace and Truth podcast. This is a ministry of the gospel-centered autism awareness movement. I'm a grateful gospel-centered disciple of Jesus Christ who struggles yet perseveres, and my name is Dave. Hope you guys are doing well. We're currently on a three-part series when it comes to how to interact with people who struggle with Asperger's. Whether you're developing a friendship with them or interested in being in a romantic relationship with them. Last time, we talked about social cues. Well, this week, we're going to tackle the subject of expectations. I think a lot of us, regardless of whether we struggle with Asperger's or not, need to understand when our expectations can get too low and when they can get too high. This is very pivotal, especially when it comes to interaction with us Aspies. If you're a Christian guy or gal who likes a gal or guy with Asperger's, then I can assure you it would be essential that the person you like is a believer. Otherwise, you'd be unequally yoked, and it's not allowed in the body of Christ. Or let's suppose you like a guy or gal with Asperger's, but they don't have a full-time job, independent living skills, or even great social skills. This one is tricky. If they are willing to change, that is, allowing the Holy Spirit to do the change in their lives, then I would give them at least a chance. If not, that's probably a sign that you're better off with someone else. Now, when is it necessary to lower expectations? Well, suppose you're a woman who knows that there's a guy who has Asperger's that likes you, but you don't want to give him a chance because he has Asperger's. Instead, you'd like to go for one of those handsome men who look like Arnold, or maybe even a guy with a PhD, maybe the world's best surgeon. I don't mean to be a party pooper, but that mindset falls under three categories: selfishness, sidelining, and discrimination. You probably didn't know this, but oddly enough, there are people who have Asperger's who are pumped up just as much as Arnold. There are Aspies who are doctors, professors, and have degrees in other areas. Want some examples? I recommend that you check out a movie about Temple Grandin, as well as the latest ABC drama, The Good Doctor. Check them out. Ladies, please give us a chance. We just want to be able to interact with others. We may come across as off in a certain way at first, but it's not grounds to sideline us or to say, I won't date a guy with Asperger's. That would be a dreadful thing to hear. And if you're a guy listening who may feel the same way about dating a pretty woman who has Asperger's, I'd like to ask you to be more compassionate and open to them too. Now, some of you may have been told by your pastors that your expectations may be too low when it comes to looking for a godly spouse. But I would respectfully disagree. I think your expectations may be the opposite. Be sure to pray, get perspective, be patient, and be willing to be open to the idea of interacting with someone who has Asperger's. You'll never know what God could do in that friendship or relationship. One of my childhood friends is living proof of that. He just got engaged to someone that he liked. It took them a while, but God was able to use that for his glory. My hope and prayer is that you'll do the same. But Dave, you may be asking, I've been hurt before, so I have set up some boundaries. I don't want to date someone with Asperger's. I'm worried that I'm going to get hurt again. Let me encourage you to tune in next time as we conclude this three-part series by talking about developing healthy boundaries and striking down unhealthy ones. Thanks for listening, and if you'd like to hear more of these programs, please let me know. You can contact me at my website, chewmadenew.com, or you can call me at 510-516-CHEW. That's 510-516-2439. Or you can send me a message on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And do you know someone who's hurting and needs hope? Maybe you're listening to this program and need hope. Well, regardless, check out my testimony from Celebrate Recovery on YouTube. And if you were encouraged by it and learned something from it, please share it with others and use the hashtag Gospel-Centered Autism Awareness whenever you do so. You can find my testimony on YouTube as Celebrate Recovery Testimony Dave Chu, or you can go to chewmadenew.com and click on the button, click here to watch my testimony. Until next time, peace out and God bless. Cincos!